Lesson 13. The last Wednesday of April is International Guide Dog Day. Countries around the world rely on dogs to guide those with visual impairment. But the way the dogs are treated differs from country to country, revealing a lot about the character of each nation that uses them. Guide dogs are quite common in Britain, which is the birthplace of the Labrador Retriever, the most common type of seeing eye dog. There are no laws governing the promotion or training of these guide dogs, however, and there are only about 4,500 of them in the country. Because people in Britain traditionally regard dogs as members of the family, they are very kind to seeing eye dogs and their users. Some 10,000 guide dogs are active in the United States, where the rights of the users are protected under the Americans with Disabilities Act. This law places guide dogs in the same category as wheelchairs and other equipment that is used to help the physically impaired, legally ensuring the rights of guide dog users. There are around 305,000 visually impaired people in Japan, but only about 1,000 seeing eye dogs are active here according to the Japan Guide Dog Association. Most dogs have traditionally been kept outdoors in this country, and people aren't accustomed to having guide dogs accompany their users indoors. Legally, though, guide dogs are allowed to go anywhere their users go. In actual practice, unfortunately, they are sometimes refused entry in certain shops or vehicles. People should become aware that seeing eye dogs are not pets. They are meant to serve people and have all passed demanding tests after going through a period of training. So when you see a seeing eye dog on the street or on the train, show the dog and its user your warm understanding. And remember, don't touch the dogs while they're working. If the user seems to be in trouble, don't hesitate to speak to him or her. Your understanding will help guide dogs work more effectively.